the rest of the story. The neighbor girl had run away from home. A teenager, a freshman at Milwaukee's North Division High School, for only a very few weeks, she'd left a terse farewell note for her parents and had vanished. The girl's hysterical mother realized, through tears, that her daughter could not have planned such a swift and sure departure alone. She would have had to be assisted by her best friend, Regina. That same day when Regina came home from school, her own mother was waiting, arms folded and eyes ablaze. For aiding in the neighbor girl's getaway, Regina was going to get a whipping. No way around it. But before taking her punishment, she had some explaining to do. And so reluctantly, the girl related the rest of the story. Her best friend was not happy at home. The parents, painfully old-fashioned, were crushing all of her dreams one by one. The girl was a brilliant student, for example, valedictorian of her elementary school graduating class, but her mother and father believed that too much education was a liability for a woman. It doesn't pay to be too clever, her daddy once said. Men don't like smart girls, and so her parents' prescription for her life was this. Forget high school. It was an unwarranted luxury. Maybe go to secretarial school instead. Learn shorthand and typing. Get a job in an office. Concentrate thereafter on finding a man. But the teenager said no, she was going to high school. Then she was going to college, and perhaps one day she'd become a teacher. And for a while she got her way, enrolled at North Division High, but her parents remained adamant. What you need is a husband, they kept telling her. In fact, her mother promptly went out about finding a husband for her stubborn daughter. Now remember, this girl's not yet 15. Nonetheless, her mother considered this an emergency. One day she informed her daughter that a suitable man had been located. A successful real estate broker in his early 30s, he had expressed an interest in the proposition, and that did it. The very thought, the very idea of marriage to a man more than twice her age as an alternative to an education, to the little girl it was unthinkable. And that's when she went to her best friend, Regina, and related her plans to run away from home. And it is true, she could not have done it without Regina. Somebody had to help think things through, and somebody had to help raise money for a train ticket, and somebody had to be waiting outside the bedroom window to catch the little suitcase that night and to take it to the train station the next morning, where the neighbor girl would board a train for Denver. A sympathetic sister lived in Denver. Regina tried to explain all of this to her mother, that this was why she had helped the neighbor girl, and that her best friend would be just fine. But Regina still got the whipping. She never cared. She was never sorry. As the years passed, she became more and more satisfied with her decision to help her little friend run away. Because, you see, that train ride to Denver comprised the first miles on a lifelong journey of independence, through which the world became a better place. Had Regina's best friend, Goldie Mabavovich, stayed in Milwaukee, she would never have become a school teacher, nor eventually Prime Minister of Israel. History remembers Goldie the runaway as Golda Meir. And now you know the rest of the story.